Hello, and today we'll be interviewing my mom.
Hi, I'm Holly Lynn Snyder Shaw Hollis. I'm Ryan's mom.
Describe your childhood.
It was a pretty happy childhood. We traveled a lot, but we played outside a lot. We played a lot of sports in the circle. There were kids all over the place. We used to play freeze tag and flashlight tag at night, and all the parents would be sitting outside in lawn chairs and watching us.
What is your most memorable moment in your childhood?
A lot of it's traveling. I remember when, after I'd finished reading Anne of Green Gables, Grandma and Grandpa drove up with me in the VW. And we drove up to Prince Edward Island and saw where the Anne of Green Gables books were written. But on the way up there, we drove through Maine and went to a lobster festival. And that's the first time I'd had lobster. I just remember how good it was. It was so good. And Grandpa and I went out on a dock. And we had a fisherman had just come in. And so he steamed clams for us right there on the dock. And we ate about 3 dozen clams. That's one memorable time. Another one that isn't really a good memory, but I was playing outside, and I must have been about 5 or 6, and all of a sudden the fire engines came into the circle, and Grandma had fallen asleep, and she had the oven on, and the oven caught fire, and so the firemen are running in the house, and I never saw Grandma come out, and so I was really worried, and Mrs. LaGreca, who was the next-door neighbor, came over, and she held me, and then Grandma finally came out. She'd stayed in there to show the firemen where the fire was. And then she finally came out. I could just remember how scared I was. But a lot of it's just memorable times of just playing a lot. Playing outside, playing, you know, through all the streets and the farms. There was so many kids. I also remember the time when it was after my grandma died. And my grandpa, your great-grandpa, drove me, I flew out to South Bend by myself, and he picked me up and he took me on a tour of South Bend. We went to all the houses that he grew up at and went to see, to the cemetery, and he showed me my grandma's grave and my great-grandma and grandpa's grave, and told me a lot of stories about when he was growing up. And then I'll never forget this. We stopped at Newt Rockne's, like they had a memorial in the cemetery, and we stopped there on the way out. Everything was about the family except for that. There was Newt Rockne.
Would you say that your childhood is the most memorable part of your life?
I don't think so. I think every chapter of my life is. Because so many different things have happened in my life. I mean, yeah, I have a lot of great memories from childhood. Some sad memories, but lots of great memories. I have great memories from when I was a teenager, when I was in high school. I have great memories from when I was in college. And that's each is a new chapter in my life. I have a great memories from when I was out of college in my 20s. And then when I met Daddy and, you know, and we got married. And I have some good memories from that and, you know, having you guys. And I'm having good memories now. So I think each part of my life I've had good times and bad times, and they're all memorable.
You said earlier about how you were so worried about Grandma. Would you say that family is the most important thing to you?
Yes, definitely family. We go out and visit family members around the country, and we may not see them for all year. But when we're together with them, it's like we've never left them. We're very close to them, and it's always been like that. Thank goodness for Facebook. I keep in touch with a lot of my cousins that I would hardly ever keep in touch with, but we're still very close and we'd be right there for each other. And immediate family is very important to me. You and Nick are the two most important things in my life, and Bill and Grandma and Grandmom and everyone over in Jersey. And so yes, family is probably the most important. It is the most important thing. It's a priority in my life.
Where about where we came from? What about genealogy? Does that interest you?
It is, and I just find it very interesting to hear stories about some people I never knew or people that I did know that have passed. I mean, I so wish that you and Nick and Bill could have met my Grandpa Fiedler, because he was just such a neat guy. And my grandma Snyder, which would have been grandpa's mom, because she was so neat too. I don't remember a lot about my grandma Fiedler because she died when I was only about 6. But, you know, I know Aunt Betty and Aunt Lois are a lot like what Grandma Fiedler was. I remember laughing at I Love Lucy with her all the time. But I also find it fascinating to find out about, you know, the barber side of the family. And we hear about the woman who, you know, they went out in a covered wagon out west. And her husband was out in the fields and a bear stuck his head in the cabin. And she hit him in the head with an iron skillet. You know, I love hearing stories like that. And, you know, about the witch, Samantha. You know, Aunt Betty always tells us something new every time we go out there about Samantha the witch. And then what you found out about genealogy, I just find that that's amazing how, you know, we came into Salem and then, you know, founded Cambridge. And I just think that's the neatest stuff.
Would you say that genealogy interests you?
Very much so. I always loved to listen to stories when my grandma and grandpa would tell stories about when they were little. And then when my mom and dad, your grandma and grandpa, used to tell stories too. And even this past Thanksgiving when we sat at the Shaws, and that's the longest we've ever sat at after dinner. We just sat, Christmas it was, and we sat for like 3 hours. It was almost 3 hours. We just sat there and told stories, and that was just so neat to hear stories about, you know, Daddy and Aunt Jane and Aunt Sandy and Uncle Jimmy when they were little and, you know, what they did. And so, yeah, I think it interests me the most. I think hearing Aunt Betty's stories, because I just think I am so much like Aunt Betty, personality-wise, and in most ways, not in all ways, in most ways. And so to hear her stories about, you know, when she and Chuck used to drive race cars and when she, you know, and just how strong she was as a single mom for so long with Cousin Scott. I mean, I just, and to laugh with her. I love to hear those stories.
What relative do you think interests you the most and makes you question yourself? All right, so how does it affect you?
It affects me by making me think about and understand how important family is. And it makes me appreciate where our families come from. And it also makes me appreciate, you know, every day that, you know, we're lucky that we have a family like we do, because I see, you know, people all around that don't have the love and don't have the support that we've always had. And that affects me. That makes me feel privileged and rich.
So how has genealogy affected the people around you?
I think, well, first of all, Grandma got me interested in genealogy because she's always been interested in it. And I think it fascinates me and it fascinates her and it fascinates Connie and a lot of people in our family that you know, just to look at old pictures and to hear stories. And so the effect it has on us is it makes us all feel closer. Oh, I just think like hearing the stories that they tell and, you know, and as much as Bill laughs about us going to the cemetery during our family reunions, I think it makes us all feel closer. And you know, realize how much we all have in common. And I think that's just such a neat thing. And, you know, and again, you know, be proud of who we've come from and, you know, and remember where we're going.
I hope you enjoyed that interview and stay with us a little longer to hear one more.